This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Tom Sell is an ag policy expert with Combest Sell and Associates and says as the U.S. tries to force reforms at the World Trade Organization,
there's no real formal body to propose changes or good way to do that. You kind of got to do it in a forceful negotiation. So in these, you know, opposing judges or even a director general, as was done last week, it's all a little bit unorthodox. Again, I'm certainly not a specialist, but it's all to get to a better place where you can have deals that are more credible. I do think that's the goal. It's not that the Trump administration is trying to tear down the WTO. It's just trying to make it more accountable, more efficient, more transparent. And those are all good things. I think everyone would say we agree to. Again, I think even though Biden has kind of run against Trump's recklessness in the campaign on those things, I do think they're going to try and build on some of the good that has been achieved, and they'll try and achieve some of those own those goods as well, because they too were frustrated with the process. No one would have said the WTO worked perfectly 4, 8, 12, 20 years ago. It's just that Trump has kind of set us on a path to actually achieve some positive reforms. And I think even a Biden administration will try and carry some of those out, if even being more polite, less abrasive in the process.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.